Hello, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was saying about filing a claim. My plant is closing up. My last day of work was August the 1st.
Okay, sir. And may I have your social security number?
Yeah, it's 416-216-6608.
And may I have your name and your date of birth?
Chris McKee, 1976. I also got a question too, right quick. They're paying us a service pay, and I think they're giving us like a 60-day pay. You know, they had to give us 60 days because it was a quick notice. You know, they didn't give us a notice of so. Should I file unemployment claim now or just let it be on file or what?
Okay. So if you're not working, then if you're unemployed right now, then you can go ahead and file. And you'll just have to report wages if you are expecting to receive payments.
Okay. Okay. Just when I get paid, just enter the wage.
Yes,
when
sir.
I get paid, right? Okay. That's just a 60-day, you know. I just thought maybe I'd go ahead and put my claim in anyway.
But yes, sir. Like, as long as you're not working anymore, then you can go ahead and file for unemployment.
Okay. Yeah, my last day was August the 1st.
Got it. And could I have your driver's license number and your mother's maiden name?
Yeah. My mother's maiden name is Linda Taylor. And my driver license or number is 9312995.
Got it. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
I'm going to read you the four acknowledgement statement. Sentences asking, do you understand? Do you understand that knowing they're making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim considered fraud?
Yes, I understand.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I haven't.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, I haven't.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No.
And your name is spelled C-H-R-I-S and then M-C-K-E-E?
That's right.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
I haven't.
And could I have a good phone number for you, sir?
Yes, 334-646-0882.
Okay. Let me get down. Good morning. Okay, sir, I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now. What is your race?
White.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 130 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Let me see, because it had kicked me out. That is crazy. Let me see. so it let me through now, but it had kicked me out the first time. Okay, sir. And may I have your current address?
It's 64739 Highway 22, Roanoke, Alabama.
And could I have the zip code?
36274.
Sure. Well, there's two. They had one for Verbena and then I think it's pronounced Roanoke.
Yeah, Roanoke. Roanoke, Alabama.
Got it. And do you get your mail at that same address?
I do.
And what was your last occupation in your job title?
I work a production worker at J1.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No, I'm not.
You said no for the union?
Yeah, no.
Okay, just make sure. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they're closing.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Maybe 30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
13.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
I don't.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently, wrong question, have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, that's fine.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to your payments, direct deposits into your checking and savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days delivered to you after approved for payments, and there are fees that we charge certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, direct deposit.
And do you want checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay, sir. And may I have your routing number?
Yes, hold on. Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Router number is 054-00-0030.
And may I have your account number?
Yes, 5326-021891.
Could you repeat that one for me one more time?
Yes, okay. 5326021891.
Got it. And could I have the name of your last employer, the one you found the claim for?
J1.
That's G-E-L-D?
Yeah, J, It's J-E-L-D.
Got it. I ain't mean to cut you off. And you was going to say W-E-N?
Yeah, J-1, yeah.
Got it. And could I have the phone number for that job?
Yes, you can. Hold on just a second. It is 1-256-357-2254.
And could I have the location, the city?
We Dowie, Alabama.
Hold up, let me see.
W-E-D-O-W-E-E.
Okay, and put that in. And could I get your start date for this job?
Yes, it was in when I worked for a temp company. They hired me on March 15th of 21.
March 15th of 21. And could I have your last day working?
It's August 1st, 24.
And I was asking, why are you no longer working?
The plant's closing.
Permanently?
Yeah, permanently.
Got it.
They moving our stuff to two plants in Florida and one in Ohio, so.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I had some vacation time. I think they had that in on my last check.
Okay.
So, like I said, they're giving us a 60-day grace, I guess, you know. It's they have to because of such they didn't give us a notice.
Got it. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I'm not. I'm
going to read you the disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match your earnings provided wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you some random questions now, and this is just for identity verification.
Oh, no.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1999 Ford F-150, a 2003 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, a 2006 Hallmark Triton Trailers TX6 times 100S2, a 2009 Buick LaCrosse, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
No.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1509 Mulaney Lane, 1982, I think it's pronounced, is it Luna Road, 212 Redstone Way, 6113 Country Road Court, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
None of those. Wow.
In that 1982 one, it's spelled like L-O-U-I-N-A.
Do what now?
When I said that first, that second one I had read, the 1982, I think it's either pronounced Lana or Luna.
Luna?
Like, is it how it's pronounced? It's like L-O-U-I-N-A?
Oh, Luana Road, yeah. Yeah, I used to live, the address is, what, 18-something?
1982
Luana
Road.
Yeah, I used to live there, yes.
Got it. Which of the Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bahama Breeze, Carport, SDI, General Tire and Rubber, or none of the above?
Carport.
What month was James McKee born in? January, March, June, October, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
January.
In what county do you currently live? Randolph?
Randolph.
Say it for me one more time.
Randolph County.
Got it. And now it says, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. And it's asking, do y'all agree to file this unemployment claim?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you're the person whose name and information is valid on this claim. And that the statement's made a condition. Okay. You understand it is your responsibility to re-familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities.
Yes.
I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following address and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes to reach the process of unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work for claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished, also referred to the Alabama Career Center System. Your current application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov or get your online resume. Fear to do so may result in interest in your benefits. Information booklet, benefits, rights, responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined, and scores regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required certifications. Fear to file scores listed in the booklet could cause denial of benefits, or how you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim is not making sure payments to you. You must complete certification once a week to claim your benefits of the previous week. Fear to make clear certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use currently speaking on Sunday and on Saturday. You can file a weekly certification either online on the claimant portal, click file certification on the homepage, or by telephone at 800-752-7389. A weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through 11:05 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Verify for your weekly certification is corrected by 5 p.m. on Friday, could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. with a final line by telephone, continue your PIN, additional scripture on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet, assess the work requirements submit for the following, ATM members who submit a proof of good standing of the union, employees under verified short-term layoff, claims attend director for training, other may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible exemption. It is very important to care for information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a call park appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least 2 employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you put your claims. You met the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Where is it? Fear to file complete your weekly certification each week could result in denial of benefits. For assistance at your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. And do you have a pen and paper, Mr. McKee?
Yeah, hold on this second. Okay.
I'm going to give you your confirmation number.
Okay.
And that number is 498-016-105.
105?
Yes, sir.
Let me read that back to you. 498-016-105?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And your PIN number is 0502?
0502?
Yes, sir.
0502, okay.
And there's two phone numbers that you need. The first one, this is for the weekly certification line, and you'll call this number starting this Sunday.
Okay.
And then... and that number is 800-752-7389.
7389.
Yes, sir. And when you call this number, they'll ask for your PIN number.
Okay.
And what they want you to do is apply for 3 jobs each week, and then on Sunday, you'll call in and put in the dates that you apply for those jobs. And they do want you to either register with a career center or the Alabama Works, that Alabama.gov website, and this just so you can upload your online resume.
Okay.
And Sunday is the recommended call-in date, which you can actually call anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., and you cannot call on Saturday.
Okay.
And they will ask for your PIN number. And the second number, this is for our inquiry department, and you only need to call this number if you have any questions. And you can call this number Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance.
Okay.
And the number is 800-361-4524.
Okay.
And that was the last thing to tell you, Mr. McKee, and your claim has been filed. Do you have any questions for me, or do you need to repeat anything?
No, I don't. Gotcha.
Oh. Okay, sir. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.